Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the 8th canto, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creation. And this is chapter 22. Bali Maharaj surrenders his life. And we're on text number 32. It has 6 lines. Shall we chant all the lines? Okay. Tavat Sutalam Adyastam Tavat Sutalam Adyastam Vishvakarma Vinirimitam Vishvakarma Vinirmitam Yad Adhayo Vyadayas Cha Yadadayo Vyadayascha Klamas Tundra Parabhavaha Klamas Tundra Parabhavaha Nopasarga Nivasatam Nopasarga Nivasatam Sambhavanti Mamekshaya Sambhavanti Mamekshaya Tavat Sutalam Adyastam Vishvakarma Vinirmitam Yadadayo Vyadayascha Klamas Tundra Parabhavaha Nopasarga Nivasatam Sambhavanti Mamekshaya Tavat Sutalam Adyastam Vishvakarma Vinirmitam Yadayayo Vyadayascha Klamas Tundra Parabhavaha Nopasarga Nivasatam Sambhavanti Mamekshaya
Thank you.
Vaishnavis. Sukarma Manirmanam Radayo Radayascha Kamastandra Padabhavaha Upasarvavina Satam Sambhavanti Mamekshaya Tabasatalam adyastam Vishwakarma vimiranitam Yadadaya vimajnishcha Masandadadadababa Asarga nivasatam Sambhavanti mamekshaya Tavat. As long as you are not in the post of Lord Indra. Sutalam. In the planet known as Sutala. Adyastam. Go live there and occupy the place. Vishvakarma vinirmitam, which is especially created by Vishvakarma. Yat, wherein. Adyaya, miseries pertaining to the mind. Vyadayaha, miseries pertaining to the body. Cha, also. Klamaha, fatigue. Tandra, dizziness or laziness. Parabhavaha, becoming defeated. Na, not. Upasargaha, symptoms of other disturbances. Nivasatam, of those who live there. Sambhavanti, become possible. Mama, of me. Ikshaya, by the special vigilance. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Until Bali Maharaj achieves the position of King of Heaven, he shall live on the planet Sutala, which was made by Vishvakarma according to my order. Because it is especially protected by me, it is free from mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat, and all other disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you may now go live there peacefully. Please repeat. Until Bali Maharaj achieves the position of King of Heaven, he shall live on the planet Sutala, which was made by Vishvakarma according to my order. Because it is especially protected by me, it is free from mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat, and all other disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you may now go live there peacefully. Jai. Purport. Vishwakarma is the engineer or architect for the palatial buildings in the heavenly planets. Therefore, since he was engaged to construct a residential quarters of Bali Maharaj, the buildings and palaces on the planet Sutala must at least equal those on the heavenly planets. A further advantage of this place designed for Bali Maharaj was that he would not be disturbed by any outward calamity. Moreover, he would not be disturbed by mental or bodily miseries. These are all extraordinary features of the planet Sutala, where Bali Maharaj would live. In the Vedic literatures, we find descriptions of many different planets where there are many, many palaces, hundreds and thousands of times better than those of which we have experience on this planet Earth. When we speak of palaces, this naturally includes the idea of great cities and towns. Unfortunately, when modern scientists try to explore other planets, they see nothing but rocks and sand. Of course, they may go on their frivolous excursions, but the students of the Vedic literature will never believe them or give them any credit for exploring other planets. Jaya Sri Prabhupada. Om Gyana Tamaranda Shya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshus Unmalitamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upagadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakopa Tribhyas Cha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavani Bio Vaishnavi Bio Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Shumati Chaipatak Swamini Tinamani Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Shumati Bhakti Vinanda Swamini Tinamani Namaste Sarasvati Deva Govarna Pacharani Nirvasi Sarasvati Pashchita Desitane. So the verse again. Until Bali Maharaj achieves the position of King of Heaven, he shall live on the planet Sutala, which was made by Vishwakarma, according to my order. Because it is especially protected by me, it is free from mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat, and all their disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you may now go live there peacefully. Jai. So this is a nice verse. We're hearing about our hero in this particular pastime, Bali Maharaj. It's like the hero, he's won the prize. And this is the prize. It's being described by Bali Maharaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we will talk a little bit about our hero. In this particular chapter, actually, Krishna calls him a hero in a few verses coming up. He says, O great hero, I shall always be with you and give you protection in all respects, along with your associates and paraphernalia. Moreover, you will always be able to see me there. So what a prize, huh? You can go to this perfect place. This is the dream of everybody. A place you can go to be free from all disturbances, all physical and mental problems. So many different things from enemies. You know, it's better than the heavenly planets. Because even Lord Indra, even though he has a very amazing place, thousands of times better than anywhere on earth, still he's in anxiety. Why? Because he can be attacked. And he was attacked by our hero here, Bali Maharaj. But yet, in this planet Sutala, there's no fear of that. Because Krishna will personally protect him. So this is amazing. And he talks about Vishwakarma, who is a great architect. But we'll talk about that a little bit too. So here is described as Vira, which means, O great hero. Today, in this age, we see many movies now. It's a great thing, heroes. You know, the great personality who defeats all these demons and fights and wins. He's a great fighter. Or he can drive vehicles very amazingly. Or, you know, he does different things. Rescues the heroine from the villain like this. So, actually, Bala Maharaj stands above all these. You know, in the material world, we see these people. They see a hero and you'll see their huge posters on the wall of their hero. Big billboards, in fact, sides of buildings about heroes, you know, describing them. But what are they? They're very insignificant compared to the heroes that we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other heroes we're going to hear about. So there's some qualities that we can understand that Krishna mentions in this particular verse. He goes on to say that, why is he a hero? And he mentions some of his qualities, and we'll read those. Bala Maharaj has become the most famous among the demons and non-believers, for in spite of being bereft of all material opulences, he is fixed in his devotional service. So even though he didn't have anything to show for himself, to be proud of, yet he didn't stop his devotional service. And then the other verse, although bereft of his riches, fallen from his original position, defeated and arrested by his enemies, rebuked and deserted by his relatives and friends, although suffering the pain of being bound, and although rebuked and cursed by his spiritual master, Bala Maharaj, being fixed in his vow, did not give up his truthfulness. It was certainly with pretension that I spoke about religious principles, but he did not give up religious principles, for he is true to his word. So this is what Bala Maharaj was saying, you know. You promised me so many things, but yet you are not able to fulfill your promise. Actually, excuse me? Yeah, Vamanadeva said that. So actually it's not that Vamanadeva wanted anything from him. Actually he owns everything. But just he was testing Bala Maharaj, as you said here, you know, just pretension that I spoke about religious principles. But he wanted to just test Bala Maharaj to see if he would give up his word. And he didn't. And then it goes on to describe in another verse about the glory of a great devotee hero. The devotees of the Lord are so forbearing that even though they are defamed, cheated, cursed, disturbed, neglected, or even killed, they are never inclined to avenge themselves. So this is what's being talked about. Here's the qualities that are mentioned in this verse. Five situations. You can either be defamed, cheated, cursed, disturbed by negligence, or even killed. And Bala Maharaj faced all these situations all together. And this is exemplary. I mean, who else can actually do this? And this is why Vamanadeva addressed him as Veera, great hero. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in his purport to that verse that one could hardly have lived under the conditions forced upon Bala Maharaj. So we can see ourselves in the material world, you know, any small disturbance in material life, don't we just completely flip out? You know, we go haywire. Our determination may be lacked. But here, the tolerance of Bala Maharaj was just amazing. I mean, he went through all this, yet he was true to his word. Satyavak is described. And that the Lord said he wasn't pretentious about religious principles. So that's a standard character of the devotee of the Lord and our hero. So Srila Prabhupada highlighted in one of those purports, he says here, the Lord certainly appreciates the devotee's forbearance, and it is recorded for the future glorification of the devotee. This is not an ordinary test, as described in this verse. Hardly anyone could survive such a test. For the future glorification of Bala Maharaj, one of the Mahajans, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only tested him, but also gave him the strength to tolerate such adversity. The Lord is so kind to his devotee that when severely testing him, the Lord gives him the necessary strength to be tolerant and continue to remain a glorious devotee. So we can see even today, when we celebrate Vamana Jayanti, that how could we not glorify Bali Maharaj and remember his glories? So along with the Lord, he's glorified. So that's how he's our real hero. And we can see, as we mentioned, people make full-blown posters of their so-called heroes in the material world. But the Vedic culture narrates so many heroes and the stories of great heroes, like we just hearing about Bali Maharaj. So we have to teach society who is the correct hero and who should be worshipped and who should be followed. And who is our hero? We have a great hero also that was among us. And there was one, I was listening to a class a devotee was giving. I tried to find it, but she said that there was a video and it was about heroes. And there was this real staunch Swedish lady and she was saying, I have the solution to all the problems. And all these people and all from different nations and different places. Did you ever see this video? Did you hear about it? I tried to find it, but I couldn't find it anywhere. And so it's all living entities even. Everything was, they're all like eager to hear, what is this? So she sits down and she has this folder and she opens up the folder and there's a picture of Srila Prabhupada. And everybody's like, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. And they started to paste posters of Prabhupada all over the buildings and on top of buildings and everywhere. And everybody was all ecstatic about Prabhupada. That would be nice to show, huh? But anyway, they did that somehow using special techniques and all kinds of things. So Prabhupada is our hero. And how could we understand these stories? Like he mentions the heavenly planets and this planet that's built by this engineer. And it's just amazing. You can't imagine it. It's kind of hard to believe. Even like Prabhupada mentioned about these astronauts going to other planets. And when we hear these things, a lot of devotees' faith is shaken. And a lot of devotees actually become crippled and some of them leave because they can't believe. You know, the scientists, they know everything. What they say is perfect. I mean, they have, you know, proof. But Prabhupada said here, we don't give them any credit. And Prabhupada said, why? I mean, isn't the proof? It's right there on TV. You could see it. You can't believe it, whatever you see. So this is... because of a great personality, we believe. Because of a great hero, like Srila Prabhupada, we believe him. There's a very nice there's a nice book they sell in the gift shop there. Many of you might have seen it. It's called Blazing Sadhus, or Never Trust a Holy Man Who Can't Dance. It's by Chuttananda Das. So Prabhupada said here... he mentions one thing very nicely. He says, Srila Prabhupada's every word or action pushed on the Krishna consciousness movement in all dimensions. And many people became Krishna conscious by having seen Prabhupada only once. We've seen that many of the memories. If you watch the memory tapes, devotees just come for one time. They're not really attracted. But the minute they saw Prabhupada, just once Prabhupada looked at them, and then he stayed, became a devotee. Or someone just heard one sentence or heard Prabhupada just say one thing and he became a devotee. So this is the power of a great hero, a great personality. They're actually able to give us that knowledge, that understanding, that faith, that tolerance, all these qualities of a hero in Srila Prabhupada. And he can give them to his devotees and his disciples. So this is what ignited the fire of the devotees. And if that's not enough for you, one word or one glance of Srila Prabhupada, he's given us volumes of books that you can just dive into. There's so much nectar. So we have to study these books. And also, he mentioned in this book I was telling you about, he said he heard Srila Prabhupada say to one of his lieutenants, he uses the word, that he said, you have to study my books very carefully. Because after I'm gone, people will say, Prabhupada said this, and Prabhupada said that. So we have to actually know these books. Otherwise, someone will say, Prabhupada said this. Oh yeah, where does he say that? Show me the quote or whatever. Well, I heard from this other devotee, and that devotee heard from this devotee. Oh yeah, really? Well, where is it found? I don't know. So this is, we have to know Srila Prabhupada's books like that. And then he also mentioned here, there's a very nice quote. Where is it? He says, oh, and Prabhupada also told one of his disciples. He said, there's sons of the father, and there's sons of the mother. The sons of the mother, they're very attracted to the facilities and the assets of the mission. But the sons of the father, they're attracted to the messages of their guru. So this is very important. So here we see many creations, many amazing things that were described. This city for to be created by Vishvakarma. And Prabhupada talks about how in the upper planetary systems, there's thousands and thousands of times more opulent than the lower planetary systems. So this Vishvakarma is very famous as an architect, and he's built so many things. He's built Indra's place. You can go out through our books. So many things he's built. He was the one that, from Adichie's bones, they created this lightning bolt for Indra. And it was Vishvakarma who did that. It was Vishvakarma who made Dwarka, Krishna's city. And it was in the ocean. And it's not like it took him years and years and years. It's just like he did it immediately, practically. And it's not just, you know, a few buildings and a palace, but it's like parks and lakes and roads. And it's amazing. If you read the Krishna book, all the descriptions, it just boggles the mind. I mean, there's 16,108 palaces there. Krishna's living in all of them. All of those. So it's amazing. All these things. And the skill of Vishvakarma, can you imagine his skill? And in the heavenly planets, they build buildings, you know, not to last like 100 years. The most, you know, they can't even make them today in this age, 100 years. We're trying to build the Vedic planetarium to last 100 years. But in the heavenly planets, they live for thousands and millions of years. So these buildings have to last millions of years. So could you imagine? It just, you know, boggles the mind. And many places, like Lord Brahma's planet, isn't it solid gold? His place is just solid gold where he lives. And there's so much opulence in the mature world. And Bali Maharaj had so much opulence, and he was attracted to that. But yet, he gave it up like nothing. What a hero. And then Srila Prabhupada also, he was marked to become the richest man in the world, practically. And he gained so many things, but yet Krishna took everything away from him to test him. And Prabhupada lived very simply in a two-room place in Vrindavan. Just chanting Hare Krishna's beads. He had to go out and beg to buy things, to get things. But yet he was so empowered. And look at him now. You know, he had over 100 temples before he left. And now it's still growing. And he has thousands of family members. So Krishna gives you more, as he did. He tests you, and then he could give you everything if he trusts you. And we found that the greatest mercy is not that just Krishna takes everything away from you, but it's that when he gives you everything, you're still very humble, and you use it in his service. And Prabhupada's our hero that actually showed us that. So there's so many amazing things you could read out throughout the Bhagavatam. That, you know, how can I believe this? This is like beyond. So many powerful people like Vishvakarma. I was just reading in the third canto. There's this quote by Srila Prabhupada, how he says, the Pandavas, they snatched the kingdom away from Duryodhana just as Garuda snatched the nectar from Indra. And I tried to find throughout Prabhupada's books that pastime, but I couldn't find it anywhere. But then I looked online. Did you ever see that in Prabhupada's books? Where he snatched the nectar from Indra? But anyway, there's a lot of places online you can find the story. It's from one of the Puranas. Even one said it was in the Mahabharata. But it's in the Mahabharata. But it talks about how Garuda, when he was born, actually he was the son of Kashyapa Muni and one of his wives. And there was these 60,000 sages. They were the size of thumbnails. And they did all these amazing austerities for 60,000 years. And they decided to give all the pious credits to Vishvakarma. So Vishvakarma said, okay, tell someone, what would you like, what kind of child would you like to have? So she says, I'd like to have a very powerful personality. So that's when Garuda was born. So it was a whole pastime. But anyway, his mother was tricked into becoming a slave to his other sister. And then somehow she was cursed. We don't have time to go into the whole story, but it was mentioned that Garuda would actually free her. So this is the pastime where he goes, and this was the snakes. Garuda said, what can I do? What would you want to get my mom free? And they said, oh, we would like to have the nectar of the gods. You know that nectar? We just read this pastime, the churning of the ocean, to get the nectar. So Indra had it. So he said, okay, I'll get it. And then he knew it wouldn't be easy, so he had to go, you know, get prepared. And there's a whole pastime there. But and then he flew there, and Indra's armies was completely defeated. Just when he flapped his wing, he went like that, and they just all went and just scattered them all over with his wings like that. But then they had this huge, the demigod of fire, Agni, put this huge flame, fire around to protect it. And so he went to all the rivers on earth, expanded his mouths, his heads, and he got all the rivers in his beaks, and then he extinguished the fire. Can you imagine the power? What a hero is Garuda. And then they had this rotating razor blade protecting the nectar, so you can't either side you can't get through it. So he made himself as small as a mosquito and went underneath it. And then he came out and got it and came and left. And then he was taken off with the nectar, and Indra tried to stop him, and he threw a thunderbolt at him. And to honor the thunderbolt, Garuda just merely gave one feather. But he couldn't even hurt him with the thunderbolt. And Indra was like amazed. How powerful are you? And he goes, you know, with one feather, I could lift the entire earth. And we know in this pastime, he lifted the entire Mandara mountain on his back. Mountain of gold. Which the demigods, all the demigods couldn't lift. In fact, they were crushed and killed by trying to lift it. But Krishna just picks it up and puts it on Garuda's back. So he's so powerful. It's amazing personality. And so Krishna was watching him and saying, hey, and he brought the nectar back. And they tricked him to get it back anyway. So it's another story. I won't go into it, but Vishnu saw him and he was impressed because he took the nectar and he didn't even take it for himself. He just gave it to them and gave it back to Indra, actually. So Vishnu said that, I'll give you a benediction. What would you like? I think two benedictions. He said, can you make me immortal? He said, okay. So even without drinking the nectar, he was made immortal. And then he said, I want to even be higher than you. You know, he said to Vishnu. And he said, okay. I'll put you on my flag above me, so you're there. So he was satisfied. But then later on, he got into an argument with somebody, I think it was Indra. And then in the argument, he said, you know, I'm even greater than Vishnu. Why do you think that I'm sitting on top of the flag above him? And then Vishnu heard that, and he stepped on his finger, on Garuda's finger, and he was screaming, please let go, let go. And then so Vishnu let go, and he said, just to remind you that, you know, who is supreme. Don't get proud. So Krishna doesn't like pride like that. So as we can see throughout this, the universe, there's so many amazing things we could become attracted to. But the greatest personalities, the heroes, they're not attracted to any of this, but they can use all of this in Krishna's service. Because what is this human form? It's useless. In this book, The Blazing Sadhus, it's all about his like realizations when he was traveling and got different from different sadhus, you know, gems of nectar and things like that. So here's one thing that he heard from some sadhu. And this is talking about Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, we know he's the creator and he's born in the mature world And he asked the Lord, how can I create the planets and the different living entities, their bodies and everything? So Vishnu answered, he said, the patterns and the formulas for these creations are engraved in the petals of the lotus in which you're sitting. So you can imagine that. It's like a code. Maybe it's the DNA code or something. You can just see. So Lord Brahma could immediately see, just by looking, he sees the gross and subtle material elements, and Lord Brahma weeps. And he begins to weep, and he asks Krishna, he said, why would spirit souls want to live in this? Can you imagine how paltry the bodies were to him? It's like, a spirit soul? Can you imagine the power of a spirit soul? I remember in Denver, we went to see this video about reincarnation. And there was this group of people, you know how they have these documentaries of people that have out-of-body experiences. And one thing that struck me was this person, he described leaving his body and how he felt and what he could see and his perception and the beauty and the colors beyond what we can experience. And then somehow or another, he was sucked back down into his body. And he said it was the most demeaning, the most humiliating thing to be back in a human body. So you see the creator, Lord Brahma, is weeping that he has to create these forms for us. Why would anyone want to live in this? And Lord Vishnu replied, he said it's because their own free desire that they want to try to enjoy separately from me. So this is what the whole lesson we're learning here is. Look at Bali Maharaj. He tried to enjoy separately from Krishna. And Krishna was testing to see that, you know, to see whether he's really attracted to this, can he give it up? And if he does, and if we give it up, Krishna will give you himself. He'll give us everything. And we'll be completely ecstatic, right? Be completely satisfied. So this is what it means to be a real hero. And this is who we have to take advantage of, the real hero, Srila Prabhupada. He's given us this knowledge, this information, so that we can perfect our lives, get out of these prisons of these material bodies. But while we're here, we can tolerate it, we can use it for Krishna, and any energies and abilities and talents that he's given us, we don't have as much as Garuda, but we have something, we can use it in Krishna's service. So thank you very much. Any comments or questions, realizations? Yes, Prabhu. Okay, he's asking where's that pastime where it talks about Lord Brahma was given the encoding on the lotus flower? Yeah, on how to create the living entities. As I mentioned, that was in the book The Blazing Sadhus by Achyutananda Das. And he's quoting different sadhus that when he was traveling in India. So that was one of the nectarine gems that he heard. He has a lot of them from Srila Prabhupada. Most of them, a lot from Srila Prabhupada, as I mentioned a few here, about his lieutenants and how there's different sons. There's sons of the mother, sons of the father, things like that. It's nice. Archita, did you have a question?
Just one thing on that story about Garuda. When it was asked how strong he was, it wasn't with feather. He said, if you put the entire universe on one of my wings, I wouldn't even know it was there.
Oh, yeah?
That's what he said.
Wow. That's amazing. I think Balaram has a question or comment.
It is short. Because I've been talking to a lot of my Christian friends, and they have fear. If they don't know something, they immediately say that, you know, you're worshiping Satan. You know, they jump into conclusion.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're fearful.
Right.
So. But I tell them what Satan is, just a small-time demon. His name is not even in the Vedas. We're talking about big-time demon. There is a demon. His name is Bali Maharaj, and his boss is the Supreme Personality. How could you understand that? That his boss is actually a devotee.
Yeah.
And he controlled the whole all universe.
Yeah.
And he surrendered everything to the Supreme Personality of God in the end.
Anyone could become a devotee, a demon. But the word Satan is mentioned.
Where is it?
It means ignorance. Srila Prabhupada answers it. Satan means ignorance. Ignorance. Prabhupada mentioned that. Yes. Any other comments, questions, realizations? Jai, thank you for your kind attention. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
As you're keeping track.